Connected, you've been hearing the ads. It's a brand new RT2 series that breaks many of the conventions of television storytelling. It is self-shot, which is very, very interesting indeed, an observational documentary series that feels kind of soap-like. Connected is what it's called. It sees traditional television catch up with the ways of the web. So it's cast with six women, each of whom has been self-shooting, filming their own world for the last 10 months and capturing their most intimate moments. And this series sets out to time capsule what life is like for women in Ireland 2014. So there's a broad sweep of Irish womanhood featured in the programme. We've got two of them here today. We have Venetia Quick and Nicole McQuillan, both of whom you're going to see on Connected tonight on RT2 at 10:30. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Morning.
And welcome to our world, Venetia and Nicole. I tried to explain it there, Venetia, what the programme is. Do you want to try and give it a bit more of a human sort of description?
Well, I think it's sort of, it's your day-to-day life. Six, like, we're all very, very different.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in some ways, but like, we've all met a couple of times now and we're all very much the same in other ways.
You're all women trying to get ahead in the world.
I think we're all women just doing day-to-day things.
Okay.
And basically, we got the camera for about 10 months. So you film anything and everything that's going on in your life. You learn how to shoot it. You learn about sound and all that sort of stuff, which sort of makes it appealing.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think what's going to come out of it is just different stories. Everyone has a different issue that's going on with them, and there's some important issues that are covered throughout the series, and I think that there's something there for everyone. Everyone's going to relate to something in the series.
So we get a very intimate look into your lives.
Yeah.
And your lives are extraordinary in their ordinariness, you might say.
Yes.
But they reflect what a lot of people, other people are going through. So it's a real sort of peep through the keyhole of modern women's lives. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
But I think,
so what are we going to learn? Sorry, you think?
No, I was just going to say, like, you know, the shots of me cleaning the oven. I think, you know, everybody does that in their house. There's nothing extraordinary about that. So it's sort of, I think what's sort of nice about it is a lot of people are going to see that what maybe sort of they think is humdrum about their life is actually what everybody else does too.
Yeah,
and that's what connects it.
You don't see an awful lot of that on television other than maybe in Fair City. Okay, Nicole, tell us a bit about yourself and how did you end up on this programme? What age are you?
I'm 21.
You sound about 9. So you're 21. Okay, that puts that on the map. Go on.
Yeah, I'm 21 years of age. I only went 21 there a week or two ago, so I'm only 21.
Congratulations.
I'm from Balsoil, North Dublin. I'm a full-time law student and a part-time model, and then I do a bit of nightclub work as well. So I'm like a jack of all trades.
You really are. So you're doing you're studying law?
Yeah, I've studied law. I've just done 2 years in law, yes.
Okay, and what do you want to be, a solicitor or a barrister?
I would, you know, that's a really hard decision. I've always said barrister.
Yeah.
If you're going to go and do something like that, you know, maybe just go and go all the way. But I would like to be a solicitor, but definitely want to go down that route. And, you know, hopefully, you know, in the future, you know, I would love to be a barrister.
And you're also working in nightclubs at night. Doing what?
Dancing, yeah, podium dancing. So I'm up on the podium dancing, and I do hostessing. I do a lot of nightclub work.
And modelling?
Yeah, and then I do a bit of modelling as well. So I've done that a few years now, so I really enjoy that. But I've got more into lingerie modelling as time went on. I'm only 5'2.5". So.
You're 5'2.5" in high. Yeah, you're quite pocket size, all right. But you've got everything else going for you, so you're grand.
Yeah.
Venetia, tell us a bit about yourself. Yeah. What are we going to learn from
you? Well, I am a mum. I have three boys. I'm a producer for the Drive Time show on Q102.
Q102, yes.
Monday to Friday, 5 to 7. And I suppose, you know, my life is like most other people's of my age. I'm 41.
You're married.
You know, I'm married
with three kids.
I have three kids, yeah, three boys.
And your story was one of kind of great expectations from the Celtic Tiger sort of thing, wasn't it? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, I suppose,
and your husband.
Like many other people, you know, life was good. Everything, you know, going according to the plan, as the plan was.
Yeah.
And then my husband's business went down the tubes. So, you know, hence. So did the bank account. Do you know what I mean? So like, I suppose that's what a lot of people will relate to. Like, I'm by no means saying that our story is unique. I'm not saying that, you know, compared to a lot of people, we've got a very good situation. Do you know what I mean? But I think people will relate to the fact that when one person is working and the other person isn't, you know, things can be hard.
So what was your husband doing for a living beforehand?
He was working in the nightclub business and entertainment business, which in Dublin has sort of gone.
It kind of went down.
It sort of has,
down the toilet.
It's no fun anymore.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then, obviously, did you have good Celtic Tiger years?
Yeah, we did. Oh, absolutely.
A bit of rock and roll and a bit of fun and games.
Absolutely. Loads of fun and games. Good. You know, and I think, like everyone else, that just sort of went.
Yeah.
You know, and I think for a lot of people, I know a lot of my friends' situation, there's, in a couple, it's sort of, one of them is out of work and one of them is working. And in most cases, it's the woman that's working. So there's all the struggles that go with that sort of, you know, the balance and the marriage and the struggles between, you know, it's not just financial, you know, there's a lack of self-esteem when somebody loses their job. There's a lack of sort of, I suppose, self-worth, you know? So there's all that sort of...
Some men can feel emasculated by the fact that the woman is going out to do the work.
Oh, they can, yeah.
And yet some men feel that they see it as a privilege to be able to stay at home.
Absolutely.
So it depends on who you're dealing with, obviously.
Absolutely, and I mean, I'm not saying that my husband wouldn't think that it's a privilege to stay at home with the kids. He loved being at home with the kids.
Of course.
Do you know what I mean? As anybody does. But I suppose it's just the day-to-day... You know, what it's like when that's happening.
Yeah,
you know, and I think it's happening in a lot of homes.
Do we see that then? I mean, do you record all that in your diary? Or I don't know if diary is the right word, but your video.
I mean, look, it's a day to day diary, and it's sort of, you had to be, to make the series work, you had to be very honest. And I mean, I think that's something, isn't it?
Well, I noticed
you struggle with at the beginning.
Watching the first you know, moments of the program this morning is that. And this is the real the kind of through the keyhole prurience bit, is that neither of you tidy up your bedrooms. I thought that was quite I thought that you had the most, like, absolutely, like, the place is just covered in clothes and chaos, and I mean that's the first thing I noticed.
Oh my god.
And that's before I got
I
know, but you let us into your house, so that's to judge. I mean, is that the thing?
The place that it's not like through the keyhole, the Keith Lemon one, where they obviously cleaned the whole house first.
But it's normal. What you show us is
three boys, they've broken my house.
Exactly.
It's ruined. It's wrecked.
Like, so what's your excuse?
Nicole,
you've got no kids.
You probably just got me at a bad time, you know, when I was getting ready for a night out or something.
Just a bad one, was it?
Yeah, like, so you never know what the circumstances could be.
Well, of course, you're going to make a lot of young men happy, because your opening scene is you and your knickers and bra running around the kitchen with two dogs at your heels, you know.
So, you know, like, that isn't, see, it's funny because
you forgot to put on your nightgown, was it?
I forgot and but if it'll make them happy, you know, so be it.
I suspect it will. You've got a boyfriend in the first program for most of it anyway, and
he's in the first three episodes. His name is Noel. So it's a really good storyline.
He's 10 years older than you.
He is.
And is that's no? He's 30 or 20. That makes no difference.
No,
to you,
it makes no difference to me. I love him regardless. Yeah. But you know, it's great. We get on great. Everything's great.
Do we see your mum in the program?
Yeah, my mum is also in it. She's in it a few episodes later. She's great. My mum is actually, she's quite young too. Well, she's only 39.
Yeah.
So
she is really young, I can tell you from experience. She's really young. That's good.
Yeah.
But that's quite nice. It must be nice to have a mum that young as well.
Yeah, I have a huge family, and my nanny's quite young as well. So we're all quite a young family. So you'll see a lot of us, because there is a lot of us.
Are you worried, Venetia, about what people are going to say? Because people are, I mean, I'm joking about, you know, the house. I mean, every house is like that in the morning, let's face it, until we get our act together.
For 10 months.
No, but I really am. But are you worried that, you know, people are very unforgiving, particularly online?
And the keyboard warriors.
Well, there's a lot of hate, and there's a lot of meanness, and I've been doing this for 20 years. You know, you really need a thick skin. And people go by the wayside because of this stuff. Like, they go mad, or they lose their head, or they get really upset. So you'd want to be either, don't read it, or you just be careful, because it's not nice what's going to happen to
I mean, look, you know, I think the most important thing is to stay off Twitter.
Can you?
Any of that.
I can't.
You won't be able to resist. Come on, Venetia.
Fairness, like, you know, one of the things, like, that initially about doing it was the production company that made it, or they've you know, they're really, really trustworthy. They've got a great sort of CV of shows. And I think, especially, haven't they, in the last few weeks, they've been incredibly supportive. Yeah. And they have, you know, just about, here are numbers if you want to call us during the show or whatever. Like, they've been amazing like that. So there's definitely that support network there. But, you know, if people want to have, if they have something to say, they should use their energy putting it to better use.
Yeah, but they won't.
As
James Blunt said, they'll be sitting there with their trousers around their ankles with the phone in one hand, you know, shouting abuse at you, and that's what's
going to happen. And what have they done with their life?
You've got to ask yourself that question.
Do you know what I mean? And that's what you've got to keep saying to yourself.
But you also have to decide, do you want to let them into your life in the first place to even pose that question back to them? That's the other thing, because otherwise, you know, it can be quite frustrating when people are kind of mean. And they will be mean, and that's the way it works.
Yeah.
I would hope that people will be nice as well and say good luck with it.
Like the good will outdo the bad, I think. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
people will have good things to say about the show, hopefully.
Well, they should do, because I mean, I think at the end, you know, the six women who are just like, it's an experiment, and it's sort of the first time it's ever been done here. You know, and it's not just about, you know, pouncing around the place in your really messy bedroom with a camera. It's about, you know, learning. You learn a skill doing it. It took a while, certainly for me, to be as honest on screen. At first, I was sort of like, oh, if I put makeup on, do my hair nicely, it'll sort of
tidy
be...
Tidy the house.
That'll sort of be, you know, really nice. And then, the production company, I think after 4 weeks, just said, look,
That's not being honest. That's
Pollyanna
stuff.
If you're going to do it, you have to be. So I think it took sort of some guts, maybe stupidity, but guts to actually do it.
So go. What are we going to learn about you that you felt uncomfortable about being so honest in front of the camera?
I don't know.
I suppose for me, it was discussing like our struggle financially.
Yeah.
At the moment. But then what I've learned in the process of that is that there's actually no shame in that. There's no, you know, and it should be, we should, I think, in Ireland particularly, get over this, it's grand attitude. You know, it should be talked about. There's no shame in sort of admitting you have sort of struggles or whatever. I mean, what's nice about the series is it's a sort of, for us, it's a journey and how things change and evolve in those months. And, you know, I think for you as well, Nicole, isn't it?
Yeah, like it really has been a journey. Like from the start of the programme right to the end, things have changed. Like, you know, the camera is on a journey with you and it just sees everything. You have to be honest because you have a camera there and you're filming yourself and you just can't help it. You know, it's so long. It's not like you're doing it for a few weeks. You've done it for months on end. So, you know.
I'm just puzzled as to why you do it. I mean, I think that it's a great idea in terms of giving an insight into, you know, as the blurb says, modern Irish woman and so on. But why would you want to invite that level of curiosity or camera through the door stuff into, like, about your relationship, about the financial hardships? You know, I know you say you learn the camera work, but you could do that off YouTube.
Okay. Yeah,
so why would you do that?
Because I think, you know, I think across the board, as I said earlier, like everybody has, you know, the show looks at suicide. It looks at homelessness. There's very, very important issues throughout the series with the different with the different women.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's going to have something they relate to in it. So, you know, I just think it's bringing to the fore what's going on in Irish society with people. And, you know, if it's me talking about it or if it's somebody else, like my next door neighbour talking about it, there's no difference, you know, in one way, except you get to see my messy bedroom and not theirs.
Oh, you're on about the messy bedroom. You know what I'm talking about.
I'll expect a cleaner coming to my house tomorrow. Courtesy of RTE.
What do you think we're going to see, how many episodes of this all together? Is it going to be six?
It's 10 weeks.
Yeah, 20 episodes.
So that's 20 episodes.
And every episode deals with a selection of...
How many is three?
I mean, I think there's a different theme for each episode. So, like, the theme will be based around what's going on in each of our lives, and then they'll put it together. So, how it impacts our life.
So, the other girls are Elaine Harrington, is miscellaneous, is that right? And then there's Alana Diggan, and she's from southwestern Ireland. I don't know why they wouldn't say where she's from.
Tralee.
Tralee, thank you very much. Kate McGrew is 35, from Ohio.
She's yeah, and she lives in Cork.
And then there's Anna Ryan, who's 32, from a middle-class Dublin family, it says it here. High-powered job, cool husband and a dog. So there's a kind of, there's a great selection.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to watch.
Everyone's very different.
Like, yeah, really. Like, they couldn't have got a better bunch of girls. We're all really different. It's brilliant, the girls they've got. Like, they're all great. I get on with everyone as well.
Yeah.
So it's great.
We've only actually met three times.
For all of this sort of publicity type of thing. Yeah, but you wouldn't have known each other before.
No.
I'm definitely going to watch it. And I don't know why. I mean, is it just the nosy person in me that wants to watch it?
Yeah, probably.
Is that it? I'm just going to go and look at that.
I'd watch it. I mean, I'm sort of, like, you know, as well, like, you sort of have a couple of pints on you, and you tell everybody your life story and you're sort of transparent. I'm not saying I would be like that, like, sort of transparent. So, I mean, like, you know, people like that sort of...
They love that.
Yeah. And people are nosy. People like to know. They like to see people in their home environment.
And
so
look at this and look at this.
Like, crap, clean the oven.
Look at this. Clean the oven. At least clean it yourself, you know.
I do, actually.
But I think it's incredibly... I think it's quite courageous of you to allow this level of... intrusion into your lives for our entertainment or maybe knowledge, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you've got to remember as well that during the whole process we get to say we're holding the camera, so we turn it on and we turn it off, and we also get to say with the production company if there's something we don't like, you know, we say we don't want that in it. If they really want to use it, they'll debate it with us.
You come across a few bits where you went, a little bit personal, or I don't know?
Tell
us about that stuff.
You just get so cringy, don't you?
Cringy. You become self-critical. You start going,
What did you say? Come on.
What did I like? There's a few bits. I can't even actually remember. There wasn't that much stuff. But in the first episode, I think there was some bits that I didn't like. I don't know. Maybe I didn't like my hair when I was doing the ironing.
So we'll take it for that. What about the other people in your lives? I mean, your kids, your husband, in your case, Noel, or your mum, or your granny, or whoever. Did any of them find it, get that thing out of my face? Or were they kind of, let's go for it?
Well, that was, I suppose, a concern of mine, was because my eldest son is sort of school.
Yeah.
You know, there are two of them are in school, but one of, you know, he's at that age where somebody might be up late or might hear or whatever.
It is late.
So, I mean, but so that was sort of a big, I suppose, my main reason why at first I was like, no, I don't want to do it. But, you know, we talked to him and he does MPAS and does a show every year in the Olympia and is sort of all... great in the toy show,
by the
way.
He's got the jazz hands. Yeah. See, never losing an opportunity.
Never losing an opportunity.
Like,
he wants to be on the toy show.
Of course he does. No. I want to be on the toy show.
You are on the toy show. That's not fair.
At least one of us got the gig.
So, look, I mean, like, from our point of view, we talked to him.
Okay.
And I sort of said, do you want to do it? And he was like, oh, yeah, cool. You know, whatever. Yeah. So it was, you know, once it's magic, they're not in it that much.
Your husband seen it?
Yeah. And he was like, do it.
Okay. And he's not upset about how he was portrayed or anything like that? No concerns?
What are you saying?
No, I'm just asking.
I don't think so. I mean, you know, there's bits actually that I sort of said to them, well, take that bit out of him there. Because I don't like that bit. No, look, what you see is what you get. It's very honest. I think, like, if too much was taken out, that's fine. But again, like, in one way, we got to produce it with the production company because we get a say, you know, we turn it on and off. It's not like Big Brother where they're
Manipulating you. I mean,
it's not being manipulated at all. And, you know, I don't think we have been manipulated at all in any stretch of the imagination. Yeah. You know, we got to control what we're doing.
Are you nervous about watching this ship leave the harbour here tonight and watching the programme go out into the...
I'm really excited.
You're excited?
I'm like, bring it on. Yeah, I'm dying to see it.
Where are you going to watch it?
Not.
At home on my phone.
I'll be asleep. Watching late in Chelsea.
Yeah.
No, I'll be asleep.
Yeah, okay, you'll be, but you'll probably be, well, you work
I'll
hard.
I'll be cleaning my house.
You'll be cleaning the oven again.
Yeah.
And you're going to be, are you working
tonight? I'm going to be at home watching it with my family, Be rude not to.
Yeah.
Definitely watching it.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's on tonight, folks, at 10:30 on RT2 television. It's called Connected. And it'll air nightly for the week. And then it's going to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the rest of the run. So there's a whole lot of it.
Yes.
I think it was in Israel originally, wasn't it?
It was, that was where it started.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it's the best rating show ever.
Yeah.
They've done three series of it there. They've done an all-female cast, an all-male cast, and then a mixed cast.
Great.
Or cast, you know, whatever.
Well, look, good luck. I mean, I'm intrigued to know how it goes down in your own social circles and what people say to you. So maybe we might talk to you in a few weeks' time and see how it's all going with you. But thanks for coming to see us this morning.
Thank you.
It being
Thank
Monday
you.
And all.
Thank you very
are
much.
Are you a little nervous about the show tonight, Vinicia?
Yeah.
You seem a little...
I am a
about
little.
The whole project. There's something about you that makes me think...
I'm really upset. You think my room is messy?
No, it's not.
Hang on.
All rooms are messy with kids in the house.
Of course, you know, you're nervous. I mean, it's like, it's a sort of quite a big deal. All the neighbours were sort of saying yesterday, we'll see you tomorrow. And you're sort of going, oh, cringe. You know, that's sort of, but like, it's, you know, but it's there. It's done now.
So you're going to have to
just. It's exciting.
Everyone's going to know our personal business now.
They are. We're going to know everything. Sure, even know what you wore. We're going out to get your breakfast the other morning in your lingerie. So we've watched that this morning. So you'll see that tonight.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And the dogs.
Yeah. Oh, God. Everyone's just going to see everything.
The dogs are performing the most peculiar act on each other. Do you see that?
Yeah, it's bizarre. I know.
Anyway, it's all happening later on 10:30 on RT2 television. Venetia Quick and Nicole McQuillan, thank you both very much indeed for coming in to see us today.
Thank